Access Capital. This is Stacy.
Hey, Stacy. It's Ruben at Cardiff. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Hopefully getting this piece of the rock thing done in a day or two.
Oh, that'll be good.
Yeah, this vendor's going back and forth, and now they want to have the invoice with the taxes, but now they can separate it, but we got our wire in, and we're just waiting for original doc, so we should pretty much be good to go. Always fun, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
I have a question for you. You guys now require signed apps, correct?
Correct.
But you can take our electronic app, correct?
Nope.
What?
We cannot accept electronic apps. We have to have a signature to pull credit.
Okay. So real quick, and I'm not trying to be pushy at all. I can always go back and get it. But our e-app has a timestamp on it and an IP address.
See, we used to accept those. And I think they're still kind of going back and forth about what we're going to be able to accept and what we can't accept.
Okay.
With our legal counsel.
Okay.
Because, I mean, I don't know, they've gone back and forth so many times.
The reason I'm asking is I just got a note on a deal called NN Smart Services.
Right.
And I just wanted to ask because I don't know if we get the whole thing, but it says this application is it bears original signatures, it has the stamped IP, it has the principal. So, I mean, I can go back and get it. I just don't know if you guys get only that from our credit department or get the full thing.
Normally we get the signed application. I've never gotten that from you guys.
Oh, so did you guys not get this electronic app?
Yes, I did. But he sent the normal app that we get from you guys, and I said, hey, I need a signed app. And then he sent that electronic one, which I've never seen that from you. I don't think I've ever gotten that from you before.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that.
So
okay.
Normally they send me a signed application. So credit came back and said, we need a wet signature. So,
okay. Could you do me a favor?
What's that?
So we have a customer. It's me just talking to you like a real person. I know you're trying to help. This customer. They've got a low 600 score because they have a stupid medical collection. They're not a homeowner. They're approaching 2 years time in business. They want to put a lot of money down and get an 80 grand machine. Is this something that's going to even get approved, or is this going to get auto rejected? I don't know if you had a chance to look at the credit in the banks.
Is that on the one that we're talking about?
Yeah. I just want you to tell me, like, hey, Ruben, I looked at this, and feel free to get a signed app, but...
Okay, let me look. Hang on.
You know.
Yeah,
I think that's...
Yeah, and I don't think I even... Let me look at the credit, because I think I saw the app wasn't signed, so I requested an app, but let me...
Because I know you've been doing this for a very long time.
No, like 2 years.
No, I mean you, for Stacy. You've been with Access for a very long time.
No, 2.5 years.
What did you do before this?
I worked in child support enforcement for 8 years. I worked at a credit union prior to that for 8 years.
Okay, well, I think this child's probably more fun, but...
It was kind of fun. I like putting people in jail.
Really?
Yeah.
How far in child support do you have to be to go to jail?
Oh.
And how are you going to pay for your kid if you're in jail?
Well, you weren't paying before. I mean, you're there. In most cases, these people were pretty far behind before they went to jail.
But how long do they go to jail for?
Hadn't paid for years. Usually, like, the first time that you go in front of the judge and get charged with contempt, usually 30 days. And then 60 days the next time when you continue not to pay and you go to jail again. And then 90 days. And I think the longest you could go to jail for was 180 days.
I have my own thoughts on all this nonsense.
Well, you didn't do what I did for 8 years.
No, I didn't. My thought is stop having these people have kids.
Well, that would be... You know what? I think that what they should do is offer to... pay these people, you know, they could offer them $500 to have a vasectomy and
look, people say, hey, Ruben, are you going to have kids? And I say, no. And they say, why? And I go, because I know I'm going to be a bad parent and I'm a selfish person. I go above and beyond for my clients. I'm sure you recognize that I will go tooth and nail for my customers and to help my company. But when it comes to other stuff, I work, I mean, I'm exhausted every day, and it's going to be very hard for me to come home and say, hey, because I have friends that have kids, and that's when their job starts, when they get home.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
it's like a job. So I realized that I would be a selfish, horrible person by having kids. Sounds like what you did is you dealt with people that are selfish and horrible, and also some people that had bad circumstances, but you're like, I'm sure it pained you when you saw someone that had, because I'm guessing a lot of people you dealt with, they didn't have one or two kids. They had a lot of
right.
kids, correct?
And like five from five different women.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, multiple children, and they've never really had a job ever in their entire life.
Have you ever seen Dumb and Dumber? Not Dumb and Dumber. Have you ever seen Liar Liar?
Like a long, long time ago.
Or Jim Carrey, he has to tell the truth as an attorney. He's like a greasy attorney. And his secretary is like, his assistant's like, this guy, you know, like, he's getting arrested for something stupid, and he wants your advice. And he picks up the phone and he goes, stop breaking the law, asshole. And it's just...
Yeah, I know one time I was in court, and my attorney asked, I had this kid who was probably, he might have been 20, 21 maybe at the oldest, and he had like, I think he had three different child support cases, three or four different women, and she's like, well, when are you going to quit having children? And he was like, what business is that of yours? And she said, well, when we're paying for all of them, it is my business.
But the courts can't say you can't have kids. You're still not allowed.
No.
Yeah, I mean, look, that's a very touchy subject about personal rights, but that's the same reason you don't give a motorcycle to a 16-year-old, because your brain isn't developed enough yet. And what happens when we're 16? We all have accidents, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, are we surprised when a rich kid gets a really fast car and crashes it? No. So
right.
that's the problem. But I'm sure you felt worse for the kids. Probably that was the worst part of your job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I didn't deal with the kids. I mean, I just dealt with the moms who were all living off the system and had never had a job, and then the deadbeat dads that never had
what
a job.
What state were you in?
Nebraska.
That's an interesting, you'd actually find working capital finance fascinating, by the way.
Really?
Oh, I don't think, do you guys ever talk about it out of curiosity or no?
No, not really.
I think you'd be surprised really what's going on in this industry. You'd be shocked. We have customers that we've seen, Stacey, that literally, I mean, it's sad. They have, I've run across customers that are, their loans, their monthly revenue, 30% of their gross revenue is going to repay loans.
Wow.
Yeah, so you make $100,000 a month, and you have $30,000 a month in loan payments.
Crazy.
No joke. Crazy. But so, we can't use the e-app, so we got to get a signed app.
Well, and I'm looking at the credit bureau right now. I'm trying to figure out, okay, his score is 606.
606, got a medical collection.
His revolving available is pretty low.
You got 1.5 years in business.
We've got a $50,000 auto loan with 17 payments.
Here's Ruben's sales pitch, by the way. This guy wants a CNC machine. He thinks he can get it for 80 instead of 90. The app says 90. The challenge is that he probably can't get a smaller piece. I mean, I'm sure if we forced him, he would, but he really needs this piece. So he will be willing to scrangle a lot of money down to get this deal done. So I'm thinking he'll put 30, 40 grand down to get this machine.
Tell me, where is he getting the $30,000 or $40,000?
From what he tells us, he has some money in his personal accounts. Like, where's the money coming from?
Yeah, I was going to say, because there's not much money in, you know.
My
October statement shows, you know,
$600. This is not to come across it as any way racist or judgmental, but with certain cultures, people are able to access money from families and or they hide a lot of money. So there's a lot of people that have a fear of banks. It's truly like, if you come from certain countries, you don't keep your money in the bank account because your fear it's going to be reappropriated. So a lot of the guys that we work with, simply put, I mean, I'm shocked, but I've seen people that have, you know, very little money in the bank, and then they write us a down payment check for 50 grand. It's a very weird phenomena, but it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's his whole sales pitch.
Yeah. You know, this one's kind of one of those. I mean,
get the app and try, I guess, is what I'm hearing.
Yeah, because I don't know what in this case. I mean, yeah, his score is only a 606.
It would be a 680 without that medical collection.
And when was that recently filed? Is that?
Yeah.
Filed. Oh, well.
Because if you look at the amount of bunny pass due, I mean, I'm not a credit expert, but the way that I, and I'm not trying to talk anyone into the deal. Yeah, the guy has thin credit because his history only goes back to 06. He's never missed a payment, but yeah. This medical collection, not only is it the large amount, it keeps on going 999. I mean, if you look at his score to me, you look at, hey, yeah, he has 27%, but this guy has a perfect payment history, and so... Yeah, I'd expect a score actually to be very high. He thought it was a 680 when we talked to him. A 680 or a 670 or 90, somewhere in that range.
You know, I guess my thought is, okay, so you get a signed app, you get, find out how much money, I mean, the thing is really our app, startup is only $35,000.
When does startup, when is that time in business for you guys?
After 2 years.
And there's no variance on that, I assume.
No. Nope. They have to have 2+ years time in business. So, you know, my thought is, okay, you know what? If the guy could find, let's say he found a $75,000 machine and he can put $40,000 down.
Oh, so you think this is going to be 35 or nothing?
That's what I'm thinking.
Okay, so, okay.
Because of his credit score, because of his score being 606 and it's supposed to be 700. And then, you know,
it's
so
a TIB.
Okay. You know, if he comes, and I mean, credit's obviously going to want proof of where this money, this big down payment's coming from.
Yeah.
You know, those are the only ways I see credit even.
So, I got 35 grand here unless this guy wants to wait for 6 months.
Mm-hmm. Possibly. Maybe. You know.
I'm saying that's the best case scenario.
Yes, best case is $35,000. He buys a whatever he wants, $75,000 machine. He puts $40,000 down, and we finance $35,000.
Cool. Anything else exciting going with Axis for the last end of the year?
No, not yet. Not yet.
Okay.
You know.
What are out of curiosity?
App only rate up. Hoping to.
Yeah, that's. I mean, that's awesome. I think that $150. Out of curiosity, what's your like? If you have, like, another Cardiff, in a sense, what are people doing that's making them successful right now?
You mean other brokers that I deal with?
Yeah. I'm sure you work with people that are not doing well and people that are doing well with you, and I just would love to understand, you know, what makes those people good.
You know, I don't know. No, I don't really know. I mean, it's just the brokers that we do a lot of business with send us the better deals. I mean, better than they get more approvals. You know, they're not sending us 606 credit scores. Oh. Sorry. But,
hey, I thought you were using the lock. Don't get out of me. I'm trying.
I know. I don't know. Just getting their things closed. You know, and hopefully our new rates, that new rate sheet that we sent out, do you have that with like the A, B, and C credit on it?
I don't have it in front of me. I mean, I guess the question. Are people doing a lot of thin commission deals to make these customers happy at this point? I'm assuming that's
happening. Really.
Oh, they're not. Oh, because your guys' rates are pretty cheap.
Not bad. And actually, it's gotten better with that new program sheet that we sent out. We're like, okay, a B credit is 799, and a B credit is 799 across the board, whether it's 36 months, 48 months, or 60 months. And it used to be
different yields.
799, 899, 999. The shorter term was higher rate. Now it's across the board.
Why are you guys doing that?
Well, because I think they thought, why are we charging a higher rate for a shorter term?
Yeah.
I mean, most places, it's the opposite. But here, it had always
been...
For
us, it's kind of the same, actually.
Is it?
Yeah.
Shorter term, higher rate?
No, I'm fine to give people insight. I'm not I'm not here to play all my cards, but I don't lie. Like, most sources that I know, they have the same yields on the same term. So if it's 7%, it's 7% for 2, 3, 4, or 5 years. It's not this...
Yeah.
Incentive to do a longer term.
And that's what we're doing now. Yeah, that's what we just changed it to, where now if it's a B credit, it's approved at 799, and whether it's 30, I mean, if we go below 36 months, it is a higher rate, but anything from 36 to 60 is going to be 799.
Okay.
Where it was, it would go 799, 899, 999 for 36 for the shorter term. So that's kind of changed. And rates have gone down because before, like right now, our B credit is 799. Before our lowest, it was 899 for 60 months, and now, or 1099 for 36, and now it's 799.
Okay.
So our rates have come down.
Cool. All right. So people are closing deals, it's just more better quality deals.
Yeah, and well, I don't know what they're doing to close them. I mean, I have a huge, you know, I send a list, I think I got it back from yesterday.
I'm not coming and like crying and saying, oh my God, I can't do deals. I'm really happy with my production, although I always want more. I think in our industry, there's a kind of a fear of competition. There's a fear of, you know, people, like one thing I learned is I tell this all customers, if they're working with someone else, I said, I want to know who you're working with, and I'm not here to talk badly about them. I'm going to offer you what I can offer you. But I do like learning and pinging people's brain. And if someone's saying, hey, look, here's what's a broker's doing with me, and here's what's making them successful, then I'm always trying to learn and listen, because that's going to make us more money and also our partner more money.
Yeah. You know, you guys have a lot of deals out there that are approved and docs out, and I just sent a list to Aziz, and, you know, there's a lot of stuff out there, and some of it's been out there since August. You know, a lot of stuff to close, a lot of approvals that are going not getting completed.
Okay. One other question I have for you. If we ever run into a deal that's like time sensitive and there's a lot of stips, can we always call you to see if you can waive anything, or is it kind of it is what it is? I don't like to kick or poke anything.
What kind of stips? Like as far as
down payments, original docs. Sometimes people call us and, you know, they're very time sensitive. That's one thing that I've realized.
As far as with original docs, if we have, like, obviously we have to have original docs from you guys since you guys discount.
But we can work out the facts.
But we can, yeah, we can do that. And as long as we have a tracking number showing that they're on their way,
yeah,
then we can work off of that. But we have to see that they are in transit here.
Okay.
So.
Okay. All right. So I will, I think it'll be a race to the finish with Section 179. Thank you again for all your help on this piece of the Rock deal. Personally, I think it's the largest. It's the largest equipment deal I think I've ever done, which is kind of cool. Other than that, cool. I think the rate sheet is good. Do the commissions stay the same on those rate sheets or no?
Commission's still the same. The 12 up to 35, then 10, 8, and 6. So.
Okay. Cool. And I do have one other question for you. What was I going to think? Oh yeah, tow trucks. This is a question someone asked me and I really didn't have the answer. Are you guys comfortable with large tow trucks, or is this something that just does not?
Yeah, no, we can do tow trucks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, that's a majority of our business is title deals.
Oh, it is?
Yep.
Didn't know that.
Trailers. That is the large majority of our business. We would kind of like to get not as many of those deals, because that's such a large portion of our portfolio, especially over the road. And not necessarily, like, we want to get...
Those are dangerous deals.
Trucks, and we do, oh yeah, truck over the road, that's a large majority of our portfolio. So we would kind of like to, you know, get into some other things a little more than... But okay. It's, you know, I get requests all the time from brokers. They're like, hey, will you do this equipment? Will you do this equipment? And it's different stuff. And our credit department's always like, nope, won't do that.
Like what?
And I'm like, but yet, oh, just like the other day I had one that was a towel dispenser type thing, and they go in like golf courses and hotels and that type of thing.
You guys do software only?
Yes. Credit has to be really good short term.
So I guess the one question I'd ask you is, and I'm going to let you go, I don't do a lot of trucks. It's something that I do a lot of stone. I think you go into that world and you kind of stay in it sometimes. The question I'd ask you is this. With trucks, why isn't that customer just financing with dealer financing, or is this a lot of used stuff where the dealer financing isn't available?
It's all used stuff.
So no one's coming to you and saying, hey, look, we're going to do a brand new Peterbilt, because then you guys, the manufacturer's just going to crush it, correct?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, in most cases. I mean, unless the credit's not great.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, we do. I mean, I do get some new, probably new, more new trailer deals than I do new truck deals. I mean, I see a lot of 2017 trailers, but not a lot of 2017 trucks.
Okay.
Because, you know, you go to buy an over-the-road truck, you know, you're talking $150,000, $200,000.
I don't understand that world enough, but I'm trying to learn about it. Okay.
And,
well,
you know, and then they have FET on top of them, which I don't know why anybody would buy a brand new truck and have to pay FET, but...
You were telling me something in Nevada, like you can lease it and not pay or something?
Arizona.
Yeah, Arizona, sorry.
And not pay. Well, you still have to pay FET, though, because FET is a federal tax.
Ah.
And in Arizona, it's sales tax if you do it as a lease.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry for peppering you with so many questions. I'm probably... I understand what you're saying. I don't interact as much with credit, but I'll try to see, do my best to get a higher conversion ratio. Other than that, thanks again. And,
sure.
Once again, thanks for all the help. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Ruben.
Talk to you soon. And I'll find out about that signed app for you. Okay.
Okay. Sounds good. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.